see the world. Hi, everybody. As you can see, I'm singing water-oriented songs again. I'm here. I haven't taken my first wig yet, but as you see, we have the distilled water in my blue glass. Judging by a lot of your response, there's more than a small chance that positive vibes are really good for water. Bridge over troubled water, that's on the docket, guys. So tonight, all we're doing is just singing very peaceful, just loving music about water to my water, and then I'll drink it. Barking. I gotta start the song all over again because it ruined the mood with my water. Let's do it again. Positive vibes. Sorry about Sophie. She's a very good dog, but let's just do it again. Yes. I know you had a hard day, water. When you're weary, kick off your feet, kick off your shoes, and feeling small like Joe Rogan. When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when time. To play it in a different key next time. Take a drink on every. All right, here we go. Oh, the liquid memory lets me know that she's heard the song before. No problem. We can play another one. This is called "No Rain" by Blind Melon.
All I
I can say is that my life is pretty plain. I like watching the puddles gather rain, and all I can do is just pour some water just for two and speak my point of view. But it's not sane, it's not sane, it's not sane. I just want someone to say to me, oh, 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 I'll always be there when you wake. Yeah, I know I like to keep my cheeks dry today, so stay with me and I'll have it made. And I don't understand why I sleep all day, and I start to complain that there's no rain, and all I can do is read a book to stay awake, and it rips my life away, but it's a great escape, escape. All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. You don't like my point of view, you think I'm insane. It's not sane, it's not sane. I just want someone to say to me, oh, 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 I'll always be there when you wake. Yeah, you know I like to keep my cheeks dry today. So stay with me and I'll have it made. And I don't understand why I sleep all day, and I start to complain there's no rain. Well, there is rain. Hi, water. Why not? Why not? All right, how about this? This one's for you, water.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Yeah, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, bay, wasting time.
Something like that. I don't know. Instead of runaway train, runaway rain. Okay, now we're talking. Runaway train. Yeah, we're going 90s. Yeah, we opened up the 90s catalog with Blind Melon.
Drink you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly lot without a light. You were cold in my glass just waiting. I was drinking you hydrated. So thirsty that I couldn't even sleep. Drank too much salt that I started to weep. But there you were on my nightstand. Drink you up, you make me a better man. It seems no water can help me now, but you are here and I drink you down. This time I think that I will quench myself. Runaway rain, never coming back. Ran away on a one-way track. Seems like I should be drinking something. Here you are, I'm going to drink you. Can you help me what it's like to be me? All I remember is how to be thirsty. All the water usually just says no, till I found the best H2O. Drink you up in the middle of the night, keep you next to me by my nightlight. I know other water wants to be drank, but I don't roll with those H2O skanks. And everything makes me thirsty now. It could be my kidneys, but there's no way to know. Somehow I just know that I will drink you down. Ran away, rain never coming back. Ran away on a one-way track. Seems like we should be drinking water. Somehow neither here nor there. Bought a stiller that my buddy recommended. I trust him, he likes to recommend stuff. No more minerals, it goes to my bladder. I don't know what rhymes with bladder. Run away, rain never coming back. Ran away when and I need you like crack. Seems like I should be off. Seems like 70% of me is water, so why am I so thirsty? Why am I so thirsty? Why am I so thirsty?
Okay, that became, I wouldn't call it negative, but it was, it was just a request, and I rolled with it. Got my water sitting next to me. Oh, yeah, this is working. Now we got to go more positive. You know, runaway train, thank you, Papa J. Bear, but runaway train doesn't really make my water feel good. I'm from Missouri, been in Ireland for over 3 years. No, nice. I need these salt rocks like some crack rocks. That one was a little too dark. Loving this so much. Yeah, me too, anti-sodomy bear. Who will stop the rain? Yes, serenade your own water with Owen's music. I'm telling you, guys, people were sending me videos where if you like yell at water, it like turn, like if you put water in rice and you like yell at it for a while, it turns black. I'm dead serious. Have you ever seen the rain? Yeah, I can do that. Well, I did that one yesterday. I'm always looking for new stuff. I can just. My Corona, that's pretty funny. It's a little dark, though. I see nothing. Like, right now, we're not being funny, guys. We're serenading. The rain comes down. Coffee has water in it, right? Yes. Simple man? Yeah, but that's about me. I wanted about the water. What about, you know, smoke on the water? Too drug-oriented. Travel the world, drank the 8 C's. I don't know that one. Play crazy? No problem. This song's so good, it's like insane.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. It wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
I just realized something. A lot of lyric. Oh no, they have it here. I'm just going to copy and paste these because the lyrics that I never sing, I got to remember it. I'm just going to write these down. That way I can get in the zone and not have to read it like a dummy. I'm singing to the water, love. I'm singing to the water again, obviously. Did I tell you I've been singing to the water lately because Weiss has been sending me videos that, like, I'm also streaming. But if you sing really beautiful stuff to the water, it, like, restructures it and makes it more healthy. It may not. I'm not, like, claiming that's a fact. All right, I'm going to sing crazy. I'm just going to sing a nice song. Coldplay has a song called Glass of Water. It's probably gravel. You don't want that one, do you? And if I talk to the water, don't think it's, like, super weird. I'm just going to drink it. All right, here we go. I'm just going to play this song. I only have, like, 30% of my computer because I didn't want to go long tonight. Amy likes the Gray Man or Slender Man back there. I'm losing so much weight, she can't even see me.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day. Even your emotions had an echo with so much space.
Not remembering the lyrics all of a sudden like a crazy person. And it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Does that make me crazy?
Too high? Let me go down a little bit. I get a little nervous when I play in front of you, water. Maybe this will structure your water.
About that day, even your emotions had an echo with so much space. When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, and it wasn't because I didn't know enough. My hero. girls had the heart to lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking, I want to be just like them. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. And it's no coincidence I've come, and I can die when I'm done. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Extremely refreshing. Do you call that good work, Candy?
All I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
Does that make me crushing? Thank you for the diamond.
I like my watching the puddles gather rain. And I don't understand why I sleep all day, and I start to complain, but there's no rain. I want someone to say to me, oh, I'll always be there when you wake. And all I can do is pour some tea for two, I drink my wife away and there's no rain.
Here's another song by Blind Melon. Did you see a grabber out there, George? No, it's not in George. I thought I saw a grabber out there.
I don't feel the sun's coming out today. Staying in, it's gonna find another way. Yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, see the sun from here. Look at him, don't ever live that way, but that's okay, they're just afraid of change.
Not to sound like a bummer, but the dude died soon after this. This is a very bad advice, by the way, but it's a powerful song.
And when you feel your life ain't worth living, you've got to stand up and take a look around and look up where to the sky. And when your deepest thoughts are broken, keep
on dreaming, boy, cause when you stop dreaming, it's time to die. And as we all play our parts of tomorrow, some days we'll work and other days we'll play. But I know we can't all stay here forever, so I want to write my words on the face of today. I mean, judging by this song, it's one of the last hits he had. He might not have really died. Because back then no one was aware of anything they were doing, like the entertainment industry. If you watch this music video, it's all jarringly blue and jarringly red. And there's like someone like looks like he's holding a pig in a really creepy way. And then he was dead from heroin like a year later. Listen to this lyric, I just realized. And as we all play parts of tomorrow, some ways we'll work and other ways we'll play, but I know we can't all stay here forever, so I want to write my words on the face of today. If he died at 27, I'm going to be extremely suspicious. Sorry for getting all conspiratorial water. Oh, you don't mind? Nice. I think you understand me. All right, Shannon Hoon. Name Shannon. Okay, so yeah. Oh, did he really die at 27? 28. Indiana. Broken family. Played football, wrestled, pole vaulter. This could be... I know I very much might not be any of this, but this dude sounds a little... military. Shan's musical instrument, Grateful Dead, The Beatles, John Lennon, Dylan. Who joined local glam metal band Stiff Kitten? Who was around the time of Rose? Who was also a member of Lafayette Band? I mean, he was a wrestler, a pole vaulter, and a football player. Who are you signing with? Capitol Records? How did he die? He died July 11th. Let's see what day Jim Morrison died. I think it was July 29th. Hang on. What day did he die? July 3rd. July 11th, 1995. Who's girlfriend? If he died in a bathtub, we're on a rehab again. Went to the tour bus. Oh, tour bus. He might have really died. Nah, cocaine overdose? No. People don't typically die of cocaine overdoses. Yeah. Yeah, I think this may be... I don't want to sound like one of those guys, but it might be a psyop. He might have died of coronavirus. He also did martial arts. Yeah, those dudes aren't real into acid. Yeah, Shannon Hoon. Yeah, it's usually like when you see somebody, it's like wrestler, pole vaulter, martial artist... and then dies at 28 after singing songs that are like, people need change. But I love the music, man. I'm not going to lie. Dude, No Rain's a great song. But two sex trafficking activists died yesterday on a 7-minute boat ride. Their car fell off the boat. Well, a bunch of former Disney kids are all dropping dead, too. Morrison was found dead in MC's jail cell. Interesting. Always look up where you saw that stuff, though. Here's the thing about, like, sex traffic activist deaths. Like, many are fake. Like, there was this one woman that they said was writing novels about vaccines or something and died. A lot of times they'll do that to make people scared to stand up against horror and they're not real people. So really look into it. Ryan, I'm living proof it's real hard to OD on coke. Dude, it's real hard to OD on coke. Heroin, very easy. Any type of pills, yeah. Killed by the white girl. Yeah, I have a hard time believing that it's that human trafficking activists get bumped off. It's typically competitors or psyops. Oh, it's dangerous. Yeah, he could have injected it. That's a good point. Sorry, water. I was just trying to have totally... It's still good vibes. Spielberg's adopted daughter's now a porn star. Yeah, if only anyone had warned anyone a year ago. Yeah, I've been... people have been emailing me all day that, you know, they're like, ooh, Steven Spielberg. And then a bunch of these pedos are hiding out in Israel. It's like, who... If only someone warned everyone. you know, it's like Steven Spielberg's daughter is now a porn star. And admitted she was sexually traumatized her childhood. And Steven Spielberg approves of it. Like, hey guys, don't watch E.T. Let's see, if only someone... I kind of think that's one of the reasons that Owen Benjamin Bear Cave is being attacked right now. Because a year ago, he uploaded a video clip of mine for my stream called The Sickness of Steven Spielberg, where I outlined exactly why people should really keep an eye on him. Because he's blatantly a child abuser, allegedly. Like, to a degree that's unreal. He's probably raped her. Oh, yes, Rebecca Bear, allegedly. Just watch the video. He's been involved in a lot of child deaths. You want to talk about horror? You know, people, like when I was talking about Captain Hook today, and people were like, oh, they must all be dead. No, highly doubt it. That's all. Those are all, you know, corporate actions. Dudes like Spielberg, you know, just look at the trail behind that guy. Horror. If it were up to me, which it's not, theoretically, I would have put him out of his misery in a woods decades ago. Ryan, been sober for 16 years and miss it daily. Again, you were miles ahead of this stuff. You should have a lot of handwritten letters coming in. You'd be surprised. I do have some, but way too few. That was a great stream. This should be called a horrors. Yeah, but see, I'm not into the whole calling her a whore. She's going to spread. See, but also, yes, like this is the thing. Her pornography is going to spread the sickness to more young men by watching her. But it originated from, allegedly, Steven Spielberg. Fortunately, I'm pretty sure he's got a terminal liver disease. She's an adopted daughter. She was clear on acquisition. They'd rather do it to their own kids. Jimmy Deluxe did some on him with the Poltergeist girl. Yeah, he allegedly killed her. Like I talked about it. That's why that shill something Hoffman that just always comes at me on Twitter back in the day. I probably got kicked off Twitter from NAMBLA. You guys realize that, right? Like pedos hate me. Hate. Because they hate the lack of fear. Because so many people, the whole thing is it's about, don't say anything about Steven, he's so powerful. I'm like, if it were up to me, he'd be dead in the woods. And they're like, but he's got the power and he helps children. He does the children's movie. I'm like, in the woods. If it were up to me, which it isn't, I'm not doing that. I'm not going outside the law. But just dunzo. And here's the thing. You could speculate all you want about whether or not he's the reason that she's doing this. He is okay with it. He publicly is like, great. Spielberg yells insults to his coffee before drinking it right. No, he's dying. And it couldn't come fast enough. You know, hopefully he doesn't take down any more kids on the way out, on the way to hell. I'm not saying he's going to hell. I mean, I obviously want to, in my mind, if there's no other place for a guy like that, but it's not up to me to make that decision. All pedos need to be shot, period. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious at this point. I put the Vanity Fair article on my DUI page. Don't trust Vanity Fair. I mean, I get it. I get it. Whatever. So is the kid singing at the Super Bowl really that? Yeah, I mean, allegedly. I mean, no. All the narrative was just as they stated, and I know this because of YouTube's terms and conditions. Spielberg dying, gravy, please. No, I got inside sources, but I'm not. I don't want to talk about it. Very few people know about that, but I don't care at all. I won't, like, reveal sources, but I don't respect a alleged pedophile's privacy one bit. I mean, he's literally a horrible man. He publicly said he approves of his daughter's pornography career, and she got that way because of trauma from allegedly Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg, the pedophile, the poltergeist girl was, she died of anal trauma, septic shock. She was 8 on set. And yeah, that's when I thought someone was potentially going to try killing me because I had such a giant following and I was going at the pedos hard. Like people were not talking about Spielberg. And like, look at the, all right. You guys want me to just, I was going to talk about, you called it BB. Well, it's in plain sight. It's not even like, the only thing that makes me so prophetic with this stuff is that I'm not scared of them at all. Don't waste a bullet, throw them in a hole. Yeah, but don't, guys, trust me on this. Don't start fetishizing how you'd kill a pedo. It's a bad road. Because when I was first going at these guys, I got so much support early on from all these like bears. And it was all like, you know, there'd be a, like a dagger and there'd be a bear and a dagger and we're just going at these people. And then this like culture of like, what I would do with them is I'd cut their hands off and then I took their, and a lot of those people ended up being insane. And so trust me on this, you want to nip that culture in the bud early. Like, don't just start talking about like, don't waste a bullet. What you do is you stab them. No, there's no way that world of fantasizing about how you'd hurt a pedo, even though they're pedos, don't go down that road. You just got to trust me on this. You still have a giant following, almost 10K right now. Crazy. 10K where? It doesn't line up with my numbers and statistics. Yeah, I have a huge following. Huge. It's 20K. Come on. Let's enjoy ourselves. But let me show you the screenshot. But it's not about giant following, but it's like I had like, I was Hollywood approved. Hollywood approved. So when I was saying that about Spielberg, I was in the category of the people, you know, I was just saying how they kind of like bump off competitors or people in their world, you know, like Hillary Clinton's driver or something. I was still repped at the same agency as Spielberg when I was coming hard. And then I realized that there really is God protection stuff. I'm not going to claim that God's protecting me, but like nothing happened. And now these people are, I really did help get the ball rolling on a lot of this. Because it's like, I think the fact I wasn't trying to extort, I wasn't trying to gain anything from it. I wasn't trying to amp myself up or be like, pay me for the documents. None of that stuff. I think that's the whole reason that I was totally fine. And that's, I got so much insight from all that about who is really vulnerable and who is in the line of fire and who isn't. Like, I'm fine. Like, beyond. Like, I've done shows in LA since then and nothing. Like, right in the heart of the beast. Yeah, Owen Benjamin Spielberg. Look at this. This is definitely why they tried to take down the Clips channel because, you know, when people take down channels, you got to understand that it sometimes it requires some organization. And so one of the biggest groups that is always coming at me is Nambla because I'm not scared of them. Like, I'm not scared to just be like, oh, that guy. Look at this. This is a year ago. The sickness of Steven Spielberg. 12 months ago. 63,000 views on just the Clips channel. On my regular channel, it was like 150 plus like Podbean and iTunes and all that stuff. It was huge. And so that's why Gabe Hoffman, the shill, who's, I believe, his entire job is to redirect, just keep redirecting people away from Spielberg. Like, I believe that's why he came at me about the Jewish stuff and all that, because I believe allegedly, this is my theory, is that he works for Spielberg and is always trying to out low-level pedos to get credibility. And then just anybody that goes at Spielberg, they just try to destroy. Exactly, BB, we're just about exposing the pervs with no personal financial gain. Yeah, that's what saved me. Because there's people that were in my position that were trying to exploit, and they're dead. And that's why I was like, man, but I wouldn't stop. There's no way. I mean, anybody who's seen these people in their childhood or just in life, or if you have any love in your heart at all, it's like you can't permit it. And it's like part of me like wanted to like see what they were going to try. Isaac Cappy may be a complete psyop or not. And I'm not going to be like, you know, rest in peace, Cappy died for the cause. That whole storyline is so weird that I'm not going to go into that. You know, his last thing about how he got himself in trouble and, you know, you'll see July 4th and all that. That reeks of narrative. Reeks of narrative. And so I'm not holding. And it's like, well, then you're pissing on his. No, I'm not. If he's dead, he's dead. He's in his final reward, which is if he's a good man, he's in a better place than us. But the storyline to me made no sense. That last video he did where he's like, man, I know things and I can't say them and I've done bad things. And I'm like, no, what you do is you sit there and you tell a camera what you know, and no vagary, no like, you don't even understand, like I can't say, but no, just say, it's because the biggest gravy is what's open. It's right there. It's like Steven Spielberg was with, you know, hired this little girl named Heather O'Rourke, and she died on set. That sparked my interest. I start looking at the imagery in E.T. and the imagery and all this stuff, and I start looking at his first short film that got him hired, which was all about pedophilia, and then his company's name, Amblin. It's like, if you mess up the letters, it's basically Nambla. And he's so creepy, and his kids look like their eyes are black. And I know what Kabbalah hats believe. He hunted and raped kids. I don't know that. Don't spread rumors, man. Unless you know that. What the reason that I've been so successful at this and nothing happens to me is because I'm not just like running and gunning. I'm not just like... Yep, right, BB. Stop the evasive BS. Yeah, I don't respect Isaac Cappy's whole thing at all. That evasive, like Corey Feldman, I don't respect him at all. It's like, I know the truth, but I can't say it. I mean, I'll have to sell. I have to get $5 million or else. It's like, if you're really in that position and you know something, like, you got to get it out to the people as fast as you can, the most clear you can, and for no profit, or else you're insane. Like, you're trying to benefit. Like, in that time, if anything happens to kids because you were holding out so that you could get more of something, you're no better. And so, like, when Isaac Cappy's like, man, I can't say, you don't understand. I'm like, just, dude, ladle gravy or leave. Because what he was doing was making people anxious. Like, that's the thing, is like, the Bears, you can obviously see that the Bears are pretty relaxed, funny people. If your audience, look at Alex Jones's audience. His audience is so wound up from just like, something's coming, you know, the documents, and I got letters, and there's, and nothing that he says comes. Everything I say comes. Why? Because I'm not trying to scare people for money. That's why people are like, you're batting 1,000, Big Bear. It's like, dude, how'd you see it coming, Big Bear? I'm like, it's so simple. I'm not manipulating my audience for money. Like, did Isaac Cappy want? I don't know, but it's the way he spoke. And I'm not trying to diss him, but it's like, If you do an hour stream and you say you know stuff about people and you don't clearly explain it, like when he said that Seth Green made some comments to him about the children, but he didn't say anything. Like my breakdown of Steven Spielberg, you guys just want to watch it right now? Like, I'll play it for you. It's like right in the open. It's as if someone's holding a knife and a gun going, arr! And I'm like, knife and gun. And people are like, no, Big Bear, that's a pillar of society. And someone else is like, I know who has a knife and gun, but I just can't. I mean, someone said something once. Because what it does is it derails the whole outing process because Seth Green doesn't have the same information out about him like Spielberg. Spielberg is like blatantly in the open, like a freak. And it's like, and even, okay, Jaws, be scared of the water, you know. Schindler's List, be scared of white people, good people, Germans, whatever, victimized Jews. E.T., you know, have a sexual relationship with an alien in your shed. Okay, let's just play it. Let's just play it right now. Let me play this for you guys. Look at my mustache. And people were just hammering me on this. They're like, you don't know Big Bear. He's a genius. You're just a shill. You're just a bit. And now his daughter's become an adult, a sex worker, and he's proud of her. Yeah, keep going. Keep trying to justify that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm fine. It's like, doesn't hurt me if you wanted to lie to yourself. I just will never let you around my family, my children. Like, you're a mess. We're not. Here we go. And all the same people that were calling Harvey Weinstein God and Steven Spielberg God, the two people that are the most thanked at the Oscars are Harvey Weinstein and Spielberg. Oh, well, these people don't know. No, they know. They know. If I know, guys, when it comes to big level Hollywood, I'm a nobody. I never was. I was like a big comedian. I was in the top 25 comedians working, right? I was a nobody when it came to like red carpet, golden chalice situation. All those people, like Meryl Streep, like all those people, they know the whole thing. Like I put this together from obvious things that everyone can see if they just look at it. Okay, here you go, guys. Enjoy.
And this is a beautiful, beautiful image of God, man. And as you can see, the fingers don't touch, but they're so close to touching. And God is in a brain. It's pretty intense. There's a lot going on with it. Okay, so the movie E.T., and bear in mind that the world is run by symbol, because symbols are the ultimate language. You don't need to know a language to understand symbol, and symbols are ingrained in our souls, in our minds, in our cultures, and everything. There's symbol everywhere, and it's a way to communicate without communicating. It's a way to communicate on different vibrations and different levels. I'm not going to be all hippy-dippy and like vibrations, but it's real. It's real. Subconscious communication is very, very real. And I'll show you, because I looked all over the internet. No one has ever made this connection except silly mustache Big Bear here. I don't know how no one else has seen this, but okay, this is E.T. the Extraterrestrial was made by Steven Spielberg, and he took away man and made him an alien. He made him a lie, and it's all the backdrop of the moon, which is a lie. And God is a child. It's a little child's hand, and that's the same symbol for God touching, or God almost touching man. It gets so much worse, guys. Like, be ready for this one today. I've never seen anyone see this, which makes me, I don't get it. It's hiding right in plain sight. So he took the divinity and he made it satanic. And of course, the light that comes out of the touching of a monster and a boy. God, this is a rough one. Okay, Steven Spielberg's first movie he ever did was called Amblin. Amblin is a short film made in 1968. Video off screen? Sorry. It is the first completed film shot by Steven Spielberg on 35mm.
Yeah,
the film is a short love story set during the hippie era of the late 1960s about a young man and a woman who meet in the desert, attempt to hitchhike and become friends, then lovers. Make their way to the beach and part ways. They don't become lovers. This is wrong, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
It later became the namesake for Spielberg's production company, Amblin Entertainment. Remember that. Okay, so the plot, this is important.
Get that stash back.
This is what broke him wide open. This is a 20-minute short film with no dialogue. And out of this, he got a 7-picture deal with Universal. A young man carrying a closely guarded guitar case meets a free-spirited young woman while hitchhiking across the Southern California desert. She befriends him, then he hauls both of their luggage. They play an olive pit spitting game. She shares a cannabis joint. He becomes her lover, and they accept various rides en route to Pacific Coast Beach. At the beach, the man runs fully clothed into the surf and splashes about while the woman with daisies in her hair hesitatingly opens his guitar case and lays out its contents. A tie, wingtip shoes, thrifty drugs mouthwash, a paperback of Arthur C. Clarke's The City and the Stars, a white shirt, Right Guard spray deodorant, a suit, a roll of toilet paper, white crew socks, Phillips milk of magnesia, and toothpaste. The woman smiles in bemusement, perhaps sensing that her companion was not the free spirit that she assumed that he was. She frowns in sad disappointment and climbs back up the beach stairs without him. There is no spoken dialogue in the film.
We'll just do like five more minutes of this.
And closing theme songs.
There's like...
There is an ambient soundtrack featuring...
It's like 25 minutes. I'll just play a little more.
Car noises, popping noises made by the characters, fire sounds, and laughter, along with the instrumental... music. It was made by with $10,000 with Dennis C. Hoffman and Hoffman, and it was Sid Sheinberg, the then vice president of production for Universal Television, saw the film. Spielberg was then signed to a 7-year contract with Universal. It was 26 minutes long, and there's no dialogue. And he got a 7-picture deal from it as a complete unknown. What were these things symbolizing? Milk of magnesia is a laxative that homosexuals and pedophiles will take before sodomy. Arthur C. Clarke was a known pedophile who had to flee to Sri Lanka to not go to prison for the constant rape of children. The white t-shirt is a symbol. It's all right there. There's no dialogue. He literally, Amblin is an anagram pretty much for Nambla. Okay, let's continue. Amblin, rearrange the letters. Nambla is the National Association for Man-Boy Love. So Amblin is an anagram for the National Man Boy Love Association, and in what the real story was about, and the way the real skill that Spielberg was selling was his ability to show pedophilia in plain sight and have nobody see it. All those things in the suitcase told the woman that he was a sodomite, and then she walked away. The real skill with these people, and of course it was produced by Hoffman, Spielberg, and then sold to, let me not get this wrong, Sid Sheinberg, is to be subversive, disgusting, and commit pedophilia, sodomy right in plain sight, and have no one know what the hell you're doing. They get off on tricking normal people. It's right there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. This is just the beginning. When I say Steven Spielberg's a pedophile, he's a pedophile. He killed a little girl in a movie, allegedly. I have to say that so that this video doesn't get taken down, but we'll get there. What else did E.T. symbolize? Well, it started, E.T. was in a dress. E.T. was closely associated with Michael Jackson. E.T. Was kissed by children. And then we get to more themes of Steven Spielberg. A lot of it has to do with monsters attacking children. Here we see a giant monster attacking a child, the dinosaur. There's a scene, I'm not even going to show it because it's so disgusting. Once you know what it is, I'm not showing it. There's a scene in Jurassic Park where a monster dinosaur sneezes on a little girl's face. Just put that together. The images will, when your innocence is gone to these people and you know what they are, I'm not even going to put it on here. Because when you understand what the point of all of this is, to hide in plain sight, it'll blow your mind. So Jaws, again, is about a monster attacking people from under the surface. The subversion, right? Here's Steven Spielberg obsessing with the mouth of a monster. Schindler's List, the image of it is in a... Look past all the Jew bullshit. The Jew stuff is all a smokescreen. It's an adult and a child's hand. It's an adult holding a child's hand. That right there that you're looking at, the way it's shaped, is a NAMBLA symbol. AI. It is right there. You see a lit up mouth and you see an adult and a little boy. Again, you have to understand, this all comes from Amblin. Milk of Magnesia, Arthur C. Clarke, no dialogue, 7-picture deal. Spielberg. Now we get into the real, real, real bad stuff. This is Heather O'Rourke. Heather O'Rourke was discovered by Steven Spielberg at a shopping mall when she was 5. You may know her as the girl who played the poltergeist girl.
All right. Well, you guys get the gist. So, I mean, I warn people. And so, keep watching that and support Owen Benjamin Bearcave, because NAMBLA, Spielberg, all that stuff, they're trying to take it down right now. That's the mass flagging stuff. The stuff that got me the most amount of flack was the pedo stuff, because a lot of these high level people, they hate you when you're not scared, and I'm not at all. If they tried to do any of their stuff, if they tried to put their little necks out to intimidate me, I would rip it off. Zoomers have never seen most of Spielberg's shitty films. Fact, great, love it. Now I see what's going on. I thought I just wrote. No, so Steven Spielberg, according to all the news today, his daughter just decided to go into porn, and he's very supportive. And then, and she also revealed that she was groomed and sexually abused as a child. So either he did it or he allowed it to happen. And I could go on and on. It's like once you understand, just when you stop adhering to shame mobs, when people go, how dare you? How dare you? Dude, let me play you something. I'm also going to do this tomorrow, by the way. It's going to be a big Spielberg day. We're going to do a takedown, because strike when the, you know, you make hay when it grow, when the sun shines. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Where is the grabber? Hang on. What is this dude's name? Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones. Only 12. Of course they don't have it. Indiana Jones. Man, I think I have it somewhere. I save stuff like this. Here it is. Yeah, that's right. I have it on 3 computers. Try and scrub it. It's like, what they're doing is they're creating actual men again. And that isn't going to be fun for people who hurt kids. I just don't obsess about this stuff. I don't like, man. Like I don't do this very often. It's all about living. It's all about good water and like, you know, just healthy, uplifting stuff. But this is uplifting. The reason I'm covering this, why does my hair keep going down weird? Why don't you shave my head, grow my mustache back, get real enthusiastic about my skin? Because he's going down. And just stab, metaphorically, internet. But just bam, bam, bam. Because somebody was like, it's sad. I'm like, no, it was sad when she was abused as a kid. It's not sad now. Now it's being revealed. This was always there. Watch this.
You see him appear.
This dude is doing commentary on it. Watch this. The shadow appears.
Indiana Jones. Always knew someday you'd come walking back through my door. I never doubted that. Something made it inevitable. So what are you doing here, Amy Paul?
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
I learned to hate you in the last 10 years.
I never meant to hurt you.
I was a child. I was in love. It was wrong and you knew it.
You knew what you were doing.
Now I do. This is my place. Get out! Mohan, Demigru, Bullion!
Demig, I did what I did. You don't have to be happy about it, but maybe we can help each other out now.
Okay.
Yeah, so he raped her when she was 12. That's in the movie. Oh, how dare you? It's like there's recorded dialogue between Spielberg and George Lucas where they were going back and forth of how old the girl should have been. And they settled on 12. And he was in his 30s. She's what, 22? No, but it's recorded, guys. The whole scripting process, they were going back and forth. They wanted it, quote unquote, exciting. And they're like, should she be 11? Should be 13? 15 was too old. I swear to God. And that scene alone, it's like, I was a child. You knew what you were getting into. Now get over it. It's like, now I know. And now she's an alcoholic and owns a bar. She's 12. He was in his 30s. He and that is in his 40s. And it's like, people are like, no, she looks late 20s. In the script, she's 12. He's saying a child knew what she was doing. Except, dude, it's all pedophilia. And I don't care what people say anymore. I never did. The how dare you people. It's like I'm going to rehash all this tomorrow again because it's like the amount of heat I got and the amount of death threats and the amount of all that stuff, I'm like, bring it. You people hurt kids. And you people that try and argue against it where it's like, how dare you? It's blatantly just Indiana Jones. You're taking it too far. Steven Spielberg has allegedly killed little girls by raping them, and then they covered it up. It's nuts. If you think that you're against, that's why I don't get on board the whole like, bullets too simple for the pedo. We got to cut their hands off. And then those people are not usually the ones that have actually been on the front lines with this stuff. Because they're LARPing. You couldn't even say not to watch Indiana Jones, but you're going to cut their tongues out? Really? Well, have you ever cut a human being's tongue out? Yeah? You know how to do that? You know what the blood is like and the screaming and the pants shitting and the begging for mothers and stuff? You've went through it in your head? Yeah, Drew Barrymore? Yeah, it's like they are normalizing all this. They're not, though. The Spielberg daughter going into porn is also probably scripted. I don't think so, Weiss. I got some inside guys, very inside, that have explained a lot about Spielberg to me. It's not, this element isn't scripted. If it's scripted, it's on the level of Satan versus God. But these people are doing what they think they're actually doing. These people have been trying to normalize pedophilia, yeah, but this isn't scripted. The daughter's a wreck. The daughter was satanically abused as a kid, allegedly. He wants pedophilia normalized. That's his whole career. The entire career is symbols, symbols, symbols. It's not, they're not just like scripting it like start a debate about the daughter. No, this is waking up people up. Like, listen, if you think it's okay for like an old father to be cool with his like young, adopted, exploited, raped daughter to go into pornography, like no one needs you. That normalization doesn't mean anything because nothing happens. You like those people can go as far down into hell as they want. It doesn't affect us. Wakes up more normal people. The amount of people that would be okay with that is less than 1% in the world. Less than 1%. Like, it's not working. Like, they can have all the trolls they want go, you know what? Love is love. I mean, who's really someone to say? Dude, it's like 5,000 people in the whole country. Like, a lot of even, like, actual pedophiles, they just want to shoot themselves. They just want to die. A lot of them. The amount of proud pedophiles is very low. Very low. They're out there sexual, but I mean, most of them are just like junky messes, or they're extremely powerful, because when you get power, women especially will feed you their kids, because women are obsessed with status. This is a win. I'd cut a tongue out, no problem. How about you do something actually effective, which is just speak the truth about it. Don't fantasize about cutting tongues. And I'm telling you right now, like, typically from my life experience, the people that are constantly talking about, like, yeah, I you know, it's like that that Jay-Z song, Threats, where it's like, yeah, nigga, I sew your asshole shut and keep feeding you. Man, they call me Threats, nigga. I've been making threats since I was in kindergarten. I bring trash bags with me. You never got to know when you drop a nigga off. It's sincere shit. Like, those people usually never do anything. Usually it's the people that understand the horror of it that are like, give me the knife. When it, you know, that's always been my thing. The people that are constantly like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to strap him down, then I'm going to cut his dick, and then I'm going to show him the kids that he hurt, and then I'm going to stab him, and then I'm going to slowly burn him. I'm like, no, you're not. That's not what people do. Movie stars that got to adopt black kids from third world countries are all doing this perversion. All, allegedly. Fantasy is the opposite of truth. Exactly. And it doesn't help anything. You want to actually do something? Just speak up. Just say, why does that little kid have a black eye? Why is that little kid jumping around his dad? I'm not talking about witch hunts. I'm talking about, like, in plain sight, where if you see, like, someone just blatantly doing stuff like this, just go, hey, buddy, you okay? Because they flee. Revenge is of the Lord, but man is sure tempted to execute. Yes, but at the same time, it's like, I'll just explain it one more time that I don't want to talk about anymore. I've seen that culture become a joke of like, no, the bullet is too. And it just becomes sick people fantasizing about horror. And I don't care if they're pedos or not. My recommendation would always be just real fast executions. Like, you can't, like, torture doesn't help anything. Just out. Because what it is it's like, they'll then just, like, fast, simple, quiet executions. That's would be my plan. If I had the power to do that. Because what it is you can't just put them in jail. You can't put them in a system. You can't get them to change. Once they violated, like, once they start hurting kids, what it does is almost like the zombie apocalypse, where it just keeps spreading. That not to everybody's molested. A lot of people live fine lives and they get past it, but almost all pedophiles were molested as kids. So every minute they're alive, it's a threat to more kids. And so then that's passed on. That's why the only way to fight it, I've been down roads that you guys don't even want to, like, you guys think you've thought about this stuff. It's like, the only way it works, and I've been attacked by NAMBLA now for a long time, because no one in Hollywood stood up for it. Like, nobody, guys. I was, like, the only one. Now you'll see a million people stand up and be like, me too. No. Castration or lead pill? It's got to be the pill. Castration doesn't work, because they'll then mentally torture the kids. It's like, once that line has been crossed, they don't stop. Like, once someone, like, starts feeding that parasite of, like, child is sexual, it's it, man. And it's like, okay, so the only way to do it is rise the morality of people so that these parasites shrink. and they hide in shadows. And they like, and the population goes down, like, protect your kids. Don't let other people raise your kids. Don't send your kids out to auditions with Kabbalah Jews who make a bunch of movies about adults and children and sexual situations. Like, that's what you do. Because every kid that goes down these roads, they have a possibility of spreading it. 30,000 public school teachers are accused of child sexual abuse per year. That's why we're homeschooling. Because you can't kill the coyote. You can't make the coyote extinct. 556 Repetto. Yes, but I'm telling you, like, just the more that their life is just taken. Like, because back in the day, cops used to kill pedos, right? Where they would just, if someone just was a repeat offender and the system wasn't doing anything, no one would ever see him again. That was by far the best system. Because you don't want to make a pageantry out of it. I used to think that. I used to think like public torture and stuff would really scare the. But no, just think of it as a disease. So it's like just gone, you know. And it's surprising how few people care. Like even their wives and family members, like their cancer. So it's like just the best system we had was honorable cops, just. No one talked about, you know, just that's it. It's like, where'd that guy go? It's like, I don't know. He must have moved. That's by far the best system. Because, like, the pageantry of murder, it starts another parasite. I'm serious. It's like when people are like, kill the pedo. It's all about quarantine. And it's all about, like, it's a two-front war. One is public condemnation verbally. There's no cure. And the risk is way too great to make that, to make stealing, no execution for stealing. Like, that's crazy. Like, the punishment should not exceed the crime. You know, like, but pedophilia is one of those things where once you cross that line and you show that you're capable of passing a terminal demon on to our most vulnerable. That's it for you. And the best people that should do that are the police that know. I don't think it should be the villagers either. This is the ultimate for this scenario in my mind. The police that know the law, they've seen the evidence, they're good family men, they're moral men. They've seen someone that the system cannot deal with, and they're just out there. They're unapologetically, you know, they're just all, they're done. They're pedophiles, and they're just, you know, it's not that hard to make somebody disappear, you know. And it's like, that's a service. And dude, that's what they used to do all the time. Like, I know cops where their dads were cops, and that was known. That's what they did. The mob would disappear them as well. Yes. Yeah. Dude, I know hardcore inner city gang members that disappear them. Everybody hates them because a lot of only God BB. No. You're completely wrong on that, bear with two cups. If there is a pedo that is actively hunting children, you don't just sit back and say only God. No, that's an active criminal. That's an active threat in your community. You know, and it's like, vengeance, wrath, like that type of stuff is the Lord's. But you gotta tie up your donkey here, man. You know, you gotta protect your own. And if you have some, like, an active pedo, I don't think we should be doing it. That's why I'm not saying to do this. I'm not saying to take the law in your own hands, because imagine how bad it would be if someone got it wrong. Let's say someone is like, oh, this guy always looking at kids, this guy, but he's like autistic or something, or somebody is like been accused by an ex-wife or something, and some idiot just kills them and thinks that they're hunting pedos. No, that's why it's a very, very complicated situation. And that's why I want nothing to do with the people that like fetishize the torture of them, because the reality of the situation is dire. You know, it's like these people are spreading the disease of pedophilia, and you got to just somehow, they just got to be taken out. I'm not going to be killing any paths in the near future, but I'm open. Right. Right. No, me too. I'm open, obviously. They're hated in prison Tuesday called Chomos. Yeah, kill on sight too, right? I always thought Trump went to Hollywood just wanting to bang porn stars and models and follow the truth. He could be one of them. Could be, could not be. You don't know. And don't spread those rumors if you don't know. Every person that spreads rumors like that hurts people like me. That's why I don't like Isaac Cappy. Isaac Cappy starting the Seth Green stuff. It's like, okay, well, we have Steven Spielberg. We have Geffen. We have people that, like, no one's talking about. And so what a lot of times agents of the system will do is they just keep redirecting where it's like, he could be, though. He could be. Donald Trump could be one of them. And then everyone's like, could be. That, see, that's why I don't like the fetishizing. Because then people just start being like, you know who else could be? Is that guy. Look at him. It's like, that guy could be. And then you have nothing. Like, it's when you're dealing with this level of accusation. Because when I did that Spielberg video, people were like, how dare you? You're just running and gunning. You don't have... I'm like, no, I'm right. This dude, his entire movie library is normalizing symbols of pedophilia. There's been children who's died on a set from, like, anal trauma. And look at his family. Look at his belief system. That's why when it just keeps being Jew, 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 it's like, no, it's a type of Jew. It's a Kabbalah, Talmudic, certain mystic type of Jew. And they believe that man, boy, love is divine. And so, when Dan Schneider, right. Also, probably wears the same bracelet. Isaac Cappy was a reliable source, like Hillary Clinton is innocent. Right. He said nothing of value. He's like Alex Jones. And then he kept saying that he did something really, really bad. I don't like people with really bad consciences. They make me uncomfortable. Like self-hatred or people being like, I've done something so bad I can't talk about it. I'm like, then get away from me. I never think like that. I never think like, oh, I'm so bad. I've done something so bad because I don't do bad stuff. Yeah, Woody Allen married his daughter. Those are the people that I would bring up. Isaac Cappy cried on stream, then got thrown from a bridge, guys, right? I mean, I don't believe any of it, but in the act, take them down. If the law can handle it, give it to see. The best place to get these people is public knowledge of who they are. And you don't understand how a little goes a long way. The spell has to be like, okay, like a Steven Spielberg will take. His world is so opulent. His world is so ass-kissy. Everybody's like, Steven. The minute there's a few people that are like, that guy might be, I think that guy's a pedo, right? They're so scared, these people. Weak. Like, once you get it, you have to be 100%. Right, and the reason I bat 1,000 is because I go after people who brag about it or who are actively trying to normalize it. Because they're doing it in public. It's not like, I got a feeling about this Seth Green from one of his jokes. There's no evidence. And there's a picture of me and Seth Green from a comedy show we did. And dude, people were like, oh, so you support pedos? I'm like, is this from Isaac Cappy? Just because I was around a guy that a bumbling idiot accused with no evidence, it's like, I kill people in war, not a big deal. I mean, that's a little, okay, that's intense. But it is a big deal, man. If you kill the wrong guy, or if you start a fetish, if you fetishize torture, it's a big deal. It hurts people. Hurts good people. Got to be 100%. That's terrible. So the best thing to do, this is the best thing to do with high profile pedophiles is openly talk about it. Openly and like with the real stuff. Not like, I have this feeling. Look at his movies. Look at Schindler's List cover. It's an NAMBLA symbol. Every one of his movies is about an adult man and a boy. Every one of his movies is about fear and monsters. He's always doing symbols of pedophilia. He's a Kabbalah Jew. There's been deaths of children on his set that no one wants to talk about. And his first short film he did was full of NAMBLA symbols. It's like when you... And I'm not talking about normalizing it. Like, yeah, he's a pedo. No, like when you're like, no, don't watch his movies. That destroys like these arrogant wizards, dude, because they need it's like the Emperor with no clothes. Anybody that's like that dude's naked, it ruins the whole thing. And so many people are so far ahead of it. It's all these people that are talking about like high level conspiracies, and I'm like, do you still watch pornography? And they're like, yeah, I mean, I'm a man. I'm like, you're blind still. You have no discernment. You still get drunk every day, watch pornography? Yeah, man, yeah, Alex Jones down point. It's like, dude, you haven't even started the process. People are talking about torturing pedophiles, and they haven't even started talking about them. They haven't even started making breakdowns of them, making videos of them, showing people what it is. You know, I saw the silence, the culture of silence out there, and it's like, boof. The possibility of mistake. No, it has to be, like, obvious. I've never heard a vet actually... I've heard vets say stuff like that, but sometimes it's a coping mechanism. Killing is a big deal. Just let it go. Kabbalah and Freemasonry became one with God, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and the Talmud by Solomon. Yeah, it's all stupid. I don't like reading any of that stuff. All right, do you guys want to hear Dark Water Stream? I know I drank it all because I didn't want her to, you know, hear it all. Do you guys want to hear any more music? Did I get too dark on this one? People wanted to talk about it. Maybe it's crushing so hard right now. Oh, thanks, man. But again, like even right now, I'm ahead of schedule. And people will start being like, you don't want to hurt the pedo enough. I'm like, wait a year, and you'll see. Like, get a rope, string them up in the courthouse steps. Dude, maybe, I don't know. My favorite thing is mob and cops just disappearing them. But, you know, whatever. You got a little shadowy? Well, you're a pussy sports bear. Sportster bear. I'm going to put you in a timeout. I don't trust you anymore. Shadowy? No, I'm putting light on the shadow so there's no more shadow. Void, sure. It needs to be exposed. Yeah, getting too shadowy. No. When you put light on the shadow, it gets rid of the shadow. I've been clean for dirty movies for a year and a half. Thanks be to God, first and foremost, and thanks to BB for his dreams. And I'm sure you see a lot more now. Oh, you want to see Jazz Wizard or Jaws Wizardry? Someone wanted to hear Jaws, ready? You hear that? You know what that wizardry is? Eminem used the same thing. Half steps. Jaws. It's a musical way of saying something is coming. It needs to be said. Yes, it does. And that guy who said you're getting shadowy, I should have banned him for life. I gotta find him again. No, when I said I get too dark, I was talking about the water. People are like, oh no, don't talk about the pedos. I have my porn. Those are usually the people that are like shady. It's like, no, you can understand the confusion. Cancel Netflix, yes. Tomorrow I think I'm going to talk about the pineal gland. Somehow Lose Yourself is uplifting, but Jaws is spooky. They're both spooky. You just don't understand Lose Yourself. This one. So it's this isn't uplifting. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, would you capture it? Would you let it slip? No, that's not uplifting. That's tension. All it is tension. And so in that tension, you have someone who's trying to release his tension, and he won't. Is Spielberg creeping up on a kid? Yeah, literally. BB, what boy does Amy... we like Frederick a lot. Pineal gland gravy is highly anticipated. Yes. Pink Panther? Yeah, let's do that one. What about? Remember that? See the image of Spielberg directing at the Boston Hoaxathon? No, is he directing Boston Hoax? That's wild. Love, what song do you want to hear as I land this plane? You want to hear Ground Control? Yeah, because I'm landing the plane. All right. Ground Control. The Space Oddity. BB, I'm thinking Joseph Smith might be the name. Are you Mormon? The Mormons have been pushing Joseph Smith real hard on me. I like Joseph, though. Do you like Joseph, love? Yeah. Yeah. Joseph Smith, though, is a pretty known... No. No, like, Jesus' father, you know... Yeah, I mean, marrying Joseph is a different Joseph. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you like Victor? You like Frederick Wolfgang? No, Fred Wolf. What about Wolfgang first name? Yeah.
I like it.
Wolf Bear.
I think it's a better middle name.
Beowulf.
Because then you have the option of using it. You would have the option of using it.
What about Beowulf?
No.
Hmm. Because I like Frederick, but Frederick, like Fred Wolf is a dude's name that I know. Joseph Smith was a charlatan. We don't need to disrespect him. I feel the same way about Muhammad. It's like, these aren't my leaders, but I just know enough Mormons and enough Muslims and enough, with the exception of the Pope, because he's just like a living political man. I don't feel any need to disrespect people's spiritual guiders. It's just like, I mean, I could. I've shown I can, but it's just like, it, especially as a comedian, I just, I'm like, it's no need. Ground Control. Joseph was an Egyptian baller. Well, I mean, are you talking with a jacket? Yeah, he had a fantastic jacket. What's that? Jack's a great name. Jack Wolfgang? Jack Wolf. That sounds like... Oh, I don't care. We're just hanging. No, you're fine. It's like totally a mellow vibe. We're just, I mean, it's a wonderful break from me talking about Steven Spielberg and his darkness. I was trying to like sing nice songs to my water, and all of a sudden, and people wanted to talk about the, you know, that Steven Spielberg's daughter came out today as a porn star and he's supportive. So, you know, the gravy needed to be ladled, but I was attempting to just be real uplifting about water, but you know, I go with Wolf Bear is a great name. Yeah, I like Gunner. Gunner's a good name. Jack Wolf, the American Army murdered Joseph. I don't want to talk about that either. I mean, pro Joseph Smith, anti Joseph Smith. I don't like highly emotionally charged people that are dead. That. Especially when they have something to do with someone's faith. Nothing, I want nothing to do with that. Is Mary venerated or Mary not venerated? Mary, it's like, I'd honestly rather talk about the crimes of Steven Spielberg. What's that?
What about Montgomery?
That's pretty good.
Monty.
You guys like that? You guys like Montgomery?
Montgomery Wolfgang.
What about Frederick Owen?
Oh, that's cute.
Wolfgang Frederick. Everyone talking crap about Joseph Smith. Stop. It, like literally these people, these dividers, these wedge people. It's like, but don't you want to have a side and be real mad or happy? No. What'd you say, love? Archibald. I don't like bald. Sounds like he's going to go bald real quick. BB, can we talk about Ganesha? I don't even know who that is. Logan? Montgomery Wolfgang. What do you think? Hmm. Montgomery Wolfgang? Mm-hmm. Montgomery, Monty. I like Monty.
How do you do?
Montgomery. You guys like Montgomery? Montgomery Wolfgang Smith. That's strong.
He really is. I'm gonna look at what does Montgomery mean?
Wolfie is a great short name, yeah. The Wolf. Oliver? Oh, no. I'm not a sodomite. Sorry. I think it's more about ex-Mormons trying to inform believers that he lied. I don't care. Don't care. It's up there with veganism. It's like, if you want to not eat meat, you do that. I don't want someone to just interject some highly charged debate that I think is stupid. I know a lot of good Mormons. I know a lot of stupid Mormons. It doesn't, like, if Joseph Smith's teachings help your family, make you a better person, God bless you and your family. I like a lot of Mormons. I'm not going to just be like, but did you know? No, I don't care. All right.
You know what Montgomery might mean? Manpower.
Dude, someone said, when you said Montgomery Wolfgang Smith, I heard cannons go off.
I think it translates to manpower.
It means manpower.
Yeah.
And doesn't Wolfgang mean king? Frederick Augustus is a big one, too. Montgomery Wolfgang Smith. There you go. Mormons got a cool temple in Salt Lake City. Yeah. Just low emotion. Just low emotion. You know, not like, did you hear?
My phone's not loading the websites.
Montgomery Wolfgang, I think cannons went off. Everybody's spiraling about Montgomery. They're loving it. William Montgomery Smith. You think I'm going to name my kid Will Smith? No. Seth is a strong name. It is. It's a good name. Little Jewy, but I like it. Wolfgang Montgomery. I think it's Montgomery. I think Monty is a great name. Simple, nice compliment. Right. Or just say, you know, I don't really trust that fella. Let's really start a new culture tonight where it's like, if someone's like Joseph Smith, just be like, you know, I don't really trust that fella. It's a damn shame that the army murdered him. Or say, you know what? I think he brought a lot of good to people. But, you know, it's great to be like that. I think it's up to us to really get our culture back to like, you know, I don't really trust that fella. But it is sure a shame that he was murdered. How hard is that?
I was just reading a post today.
Yeah?
Like, just ways of being more positive while still being honest. And just simple phrases, or simple ways you can switch your language.
The people need this. Let's hear it, AIM. Dude, what about Tartarian Gravy Lord? You're okay. You're dressed.
Instead of, like, saying, like, don't be late, just say, like, be home on time.
Yeah, be home on time versus don't be late.
This is all, I'm reading it word for word, so.
Let's hear more.
Instead of, like, I hate onions, say it's better without onions.
It's better without onions. Right, it's not about your intense feeling about something.
Or, like, you're bad at that. Say, like, you'll get better.
Right.
Or I'm freezing. It's better, like, sauna sounds good right now.
Or it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing is, like, I'm, and then something insane. Where it's like, I hate onions. It's like, you know what? I think it's a little better without onions.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and eat my cheese cool. And crackers.
Like, that's so huge for setting the tone. Because, like, people are just, like, constantly spiraling. Base Mama. Yeah, it's so true. It's like, Joseph Smith, you know, I don't personally trust him, but I've heard good things. It's like, that used to be an art form called tact. And I know who I am and who you're hearing this from. I know that I've went on five-hour Jew rants. I get it. But we can all grow. Right, love? We can all grow.
Wolfgang means traveling wolf.
Wolfgang means traveling wolf. Manpower traveling wolf.
That sounds like really intense.
So Kung Fu Bear just said, I'm unfamiliar with sanity. Kung Fu Bear, we need some insight right now. Do you think Spielberg's... What do you... Just hit us up with some Spielberg gravy. What's your thoughts? A gentleman's disagreement with encouragement. Yes. Wow, the tone setter is intense. It's great. I'm someone who has to constantly deal with people's triggers. I disprove institutional lies for a living. You know, it's like... I'm obsessed with this type of stuff now. Where it's like, you know what? I've heard good things, but not my fella. BB, get home on time. You, yeah, that's funny. Someone just said, BB, get home on time, you. And then, you know, a hard N. Knee-jerk tact. I like that. Very positive. Right, but it's not fake positive. I hate. No, I shouldn't say that. Fake pot, I prefer real positive. Tact is a lost art. See, I just almost just did it right there. I was like, I hate fake positive. He is Bad News Bear 100. Yeah, Kung Fu Bear gets it. So, yeah, Weiss. The script, on a spiritual level, I see what you're saying. But he believe like, this is happening. You know, and there's people that know these people and the kids and all that stuff. And, like, it's real. It's a real thing. It's all very real. His ween is shrinking, like, I don't know what that means. Because everybody's self-absorbed. See, that's not positive, Deers 2.0. You say, gee, I prefer when people think about others. You see what I'm saying? It's like everybody is self-absorbed. Like these are the habits we all have to break. You know, I used to like his movies, but I have a hard time with the pedophilia. Dude, Kung Fu Bear is really funny, love. You know, that's the positive version. You know, I used to really like his movies, but I'm not too into the pedophilia. Yeah. Be like, you know, I respect it, but I'm not too into Jewish cinema. Will you please pass the gravy? There it is. You know, I used to like his movies, but there's something about pedophilia that rubs me the wrong way. Because so many times people are like, why isn't anyone waking up? I'm like, maybe because you sound like someone who could use some sanity. It's not we're self-absorbed, it's just I, right? BB, your Nephilim lineage is sure to produce a ginger baby. Thoughts, love?
I love it.
A nice ginge.
It's hard to, like, red-headed genes are hard to push through to the next generation.
Yeah, redheads are going extinct. Kung Fu Bear might be a plant in a positive way. I believe he's the first positive psyop in the history of the bears. I really used to like that movie, but I'm not a chomp. I don't know what a chomp means. Kung Fu Bear crushing tonight? Yes. Kung Fu Bear is one of my leading researchers. You know, a lot of bears send me a lot of info, and I appreciate that. I wouldn't be able to do streams as much and as quality as I do without you people. And Kung Fu Bear is a quality researcher. You know... And we need more ginger babies. I mean, I'm not against ginger babies, but if one is ginger, they all are, I think.
How do you say that positively?
How do I say that positively? I'm happy the way things are going. I'm happy the way things are going. But gingers are going extinct. I'm just having a good time. Yeah, like instead of saying there's something up with the small hats, all you say is Germany sure was right about a lot. I got to write this down. This is a great bit. Weaponized autistic kung fu fighter. I showed up just at the right time. You did. You missed some darkness. Someone said that I was going into the shadows, but I was putting light on the shadows. Did you get the video with the Irish Catholics burning the Israeli flag, BB? Pretty uplifting. No, but go on. Say it without hard sarcasm or say nothing at all, right? South Park was right about the gingers. It's like, the Germans sure were. That's why I'm a white enthusiast. I heard he hangs with Sidekick Bear sometimes, though. Are we talking about, we're talking about so many things right now, I already forgot what we're talking about. What if the gingers band together and make a beer company called Ginger Ale? Now, that's what I'm talking about. But see, I'm happy the way things are going. Did I just burn out laughing? The Germans were right about a lot. And then just go, a lot. Give me something else. I'll say it positively. Let's work on our positivity. Tell me how to say something jarring, and I'll say it positively. Love, you got anything you can add? Instead of hating women's basketball, I just prefer basketball with men. When someone's like, do you like the WNBA? Go, no, I like when it's good. All right, you got any more?
Turn one of my negative traits into a positive.
No, but just, I'm dying laughing right now. Sweet. Aren't gingers missing chromosomes? I sure hope not. Germany could...
Is anything good about Benny Yipping?
Benny Yipping? Mm-hmm. I sure am glad that dogs are mortal. No, I'm just... See, I'm already making it twisted. All right, I just think women queen better. I say it to her all the time. That's my go-to to the point. I'm like, you're just so good at cleaning. You're just so good at doing the tedious tasks. I can't follow directions properly. I swear to God, guys, I'm like, Amy, you're so much better at talking to bill collectors on the phone. I might just freak out and, you know, alienate everybody. Say something positive about so-called black men. They sure do love bikes. This is a great theme. I prefer when they make the show. I don't know what we're talking about. Fluoride tap water. It sure is great that the city gives us free water, but I'll pass. Legit, I'm very good at cleaning. Yeah, women are much better at cleaning. I'm not lying. See, that's the whole thing. It's positivity without lying. You can't lie. Like, Germany was right about a lot. These black people sure do love bikes. Nothing I'm saying is a lie. I love the technology. I just don't prefer how NASA blatantly lies about it. Say something positive about that Adolf character. I just could. It's not really a hard one. Elizabeth Warren said if there's a big mess and you want someone to get it cleaned up, you call a woman. She's right. Something positive about parasites. You know, I sure do like building up my willpower by starving them parasites.
Why? Because everyone begins with, you know?
Germany was ahead of its time. Yeah, BB got it. Let's change the terminology. We're doing it. I'm a man. I'm good at cleaning every couple weeks. There it is. These teachers sure can't think of a lot of genders. Right. These teachers sure are creative with all these genders. Because what you're saying is they're making them up. Tact. The Connecticut State Police, man, they sure do have a lot of camaraderie.
Like, really good ways of introducing serious topics into conversation that you don't know which way they'll go.
Right, definitely. Say something positive about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton gets it done. Wow, Hillary Clinton will go the distance when it comes to drug trafficking. Say something positive about Joe Rogan. I'm sure glad that Joe Rogan's size makes it so he doesn't need to consume a lot of calories. It's real green moving forward. Something positive about the moon landing? Wow, NASA's one of the best studios in all of Hollywood. It sure is great how the sky is sprayed with chemicals. No, but that's just passive aggression. The thing, it's like, you know, I prefer my days sunny and blue sky. Say something positive about Ben Shapiro. You know, that little fella sure does try hard to sell them sheets. Because it's so condescending. I'm sure is right about women. Nice. Biden really has a great feel for his job. See, but that's still funny. He say, Joe Biden, he's a real accomplished fella, but I'm going to keep my family at home today. See something positive about McDonald's. McDonald's sure is good at making non-food food. This might be my whole thing now. Those Sandy Hook survivors sure are good actors. See something positive about Crowder? Wow. Steven Crowder has, it's not just about positive, it's tact. Steven Crowder sure has interesting taste in underwear. That's basically saying he's trans. And everyone knows what you're saying. That's an art form I was talking about. Yes, this is big. See something positive about something negative. That's what we're doing. No, it's not something positive about something negative. It's tact. Say something positive about Chelsea Handler. Wow, Chelsea Handler sure had a few years where people thought she was super funny. Something positive about Alex Jones' boner pills. Alex Jones sure does understand his audience and what they want. That was a diss of Alex Jones and his audience. McDonald's makes cannibalism. Yeah, but that's. I'm telling you, don't put a spin on it. It's even funnier without any spin. Like, talk like how people did used to actually talk. Say something positive about pomegranates. Pomegranates? Too many seeds. I prefer apples. The Sandy Hook building sure was out to... Crowder really knows how to dress like a woman. I bet Crowder's wife loves shopping with him for clothes. See something positive about Chuck Schumer's wife? It's so good to see that Chuck Schumer married for love. See? Because what... It's passive-aggressive. No, it's not passive-aggressive because... I don't understand the difference, I guess. She's a 1 out of 10. She's probably a dude. Like, so ugly, it hurts your eyes. So you just go, you know what? It's pretty amazing to see Chuck Schumer marry for love and not superficially. It'd be passive aggressive if she was like a 6. She's a 1. Burn victims are more symmetrical. Nick Fuente sure is nice to that fellow with the cat ears. Right. That's funny. We're in Nebraska, Barry. We said... Hillary Clinton is really good criminal. No, see, say something positive about women voting. Wow. Women voting sure has shown us what hell looks like. No, that wasn't right. That was still a spin.
You're so aggressive sometimes
about your Right. Women voting? Let's just hope they listen to their fella. No. I mean, they can vote. Whether or not they should. That's something that only they should talk about at home. There we go. Because I'm still leaving it up to the family. Kung Fu Nail McDonald's, what'd he say? Kung Fu gets this one big time. What did Kung Fu say about McDonald's? McDonald's really knows how to feed a black person. See something positive about Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson sure has been through a lot. No, you'd say, Jordan Peterson? That fellow with that odd book?
It's sure a good thing he knows how to clean his room.
Yeah. So good Jordan Peterson knows how to clean his room. I prefer my rehab to be not meth. Right, but that's still... We're trying to, like, legitimately sound polite. The mask move... I prefer... Jordan Peterson? Wow, that's... Those fellows up in Canada sure are interesting. Women drivers. You know, women drive with a lot of passion, a lot of emotion. Women voting, as long as they ask their husbands first. Right, but how do you do it? It's like, or you just say, no, this is what Norm MacDonald does. It's so funny. He goes, women voting? He'd be like, which is okay nowadays. Like he acts like defensive and progressive, but from like 1930. He's like, and Janice was we're playing basketball, which is okay nowadays. It's so good. Jordan Peterson's really good at giving his daughter attention. Yeah. Jordan Peterson's really good at giving his daughter a lot of sexual attention. No, I crossed the line again. Jordan Peterson, you just say, Jordan Peterson, wow, that's a complicated fella. And then roll your eyes. Women drivers drive up a lot of passion. Yep. Women drivers, they can usually do a lot of things while driving. Jordan Peterson sure knows how to make a bed. Hillary Clinton makes Suge Knight look like a saint, not physically because of right now, but we're doing a theme right now. Jordan Peterson, he sure can clean out a room. Something positive about 9/11. The way I'd be positive is go, what day did that happen again? I think it was in September. I don't know much about it. I seem to have forgotten. Say something positive about elites. Wow, the globalist elites. It's a good thing they have each other because those fellas seem a bit odd. Globalist elite, they sure have a lot of plans. We have great benefit. The globalist elite sure make me value my family. Thanks. Women voting, I'm glad they got their husband's permission first. Too aggressive. Trust me, I'm making the same mistake. I said they showed us what hell looks like. We got to do like tact. Say something positive about Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau, that fellow sure is the life of the party up there. His dad, you know, he's got some big shoes to fill. He's a man of many hats. That's Amy's. Home run. JP's wife is a Cancer Skyglock. Interesting. Illuminati confirmed. That Planned Parenthood sure makes a lot of terrible plans. Planned Parenthood, not the best place to go if you're planning to be a parent. YouTube sure is good at enforcing history. Now, the way to do it is go, I don't know about the YouTube one. That's a little convoluted. Isn't it great that Silverstein had the foresight to get that insurance policy? That's pretty funny. Larry Silverstein sure had the foresight to get all that insurance on them buildings. He's a good businessman. I just wonder what kind of birdie whispered in his ear, you know what I mean? Those Chinese sure know how to keep an eye on things. Now, see... Yeah, that's a good one about spying. Those Freemasons are really good at chess. That's a good one. Those Freemasons, they really see the world as black and white, up and down, right and left. Say something positive about pansexuality. As soon as these fellas grow up, they'll see it's all been a horrible... I can't do that one. It's just absurd. That PP was genius. Thank you. It's tact. It's not just like, that place is great if you want to kill a baby. That's sarcasm. Tact is like, Planned Parenthood, not the best place to go if you're planning to be a parent, if you know what I mean. YouTube has deleted so many videos. Thank God you can find them all at stoplookthink.com. Thank you, down on the rabbit hole. Of course, the Jew has to plug his own website, but he did it in a very tactful way. Pete Buttigieg, he sure is friend with that. He sure is close with that buddy of his. Oh my God, this is perfect. Pete Buttigieg. Man, him and that buddy of his sure do go camping a lot. Those Californians, they know how to run a state. Not sarcasm. California, It's a great place to live if you want to be open-minded and dead. No, I did it. Sorry, I messed up. The Native Americans were so humble when they accepted our blankets. Now, Native Americans, you can just say like, wow, Native Americans, the Anglos, not talking about the Irish, good people. Something positive about soy-wise? That woo-foo sure is keeping the population down. Yeah, man, what's going on over in China? I thought they had a population problem. No, but see, I don't even think it's real. It's all, I think that whole thing's fake. Those Indian fellows sure like their booze. That's perfect, Gert Man Bear. It's great being friends with an Indian because their bar tab is usually only one beer. And then they end up in prison. Amy gets it. He sure does like to kiss in public. Yeah. Him and his kissing cousin there sure do seem a bit affectionate. That gay disco bridge sure was colorful.
You're slowly turning into, you're starting to have an accent, and I don't know what it is.
It's just,
you're like old man.
It's homespun. Yeah, this how, because tact is not an urban thing. So every time you say tact, you sound like you're from a rural area. Mm-hmm. Like cities are like, look at me, hey. Look at me, hey, get out of my way. Fuck you, you know. The rural's like, wow, this boy sure does love his parking spot.
This is like good training for when you have to go back to having neighbors.
When am I ever going to have neighbors?
I'm just saying, like, or good training if you have to go back into, like, the workforce.
Wine's.
Not you, but, like, someone.
No, this is good for truthers that have jobs. Because when you're at work and you're like, wow, Building 7 sure did just killed itself. I don't know. That was a bad one. But it's like when you're just trying to start a conversation without knowing where it's going to go, but you're just feeling it out a little bit. Like, wow, that Hillary Clinton, she sure does know a lot of shady people. Even that, it doesn't sound positive, but that's okay. When you're like, Hillary Clinton eats babies. Like, you really do sound crazy, even if it's true. Even if she does, which I think she does. Voices ascending like Norm's. Yeah, but this is just all rural. Like, a Norm MacDonald accent would be going, McDonald's is great at feeding blacks. It's a
really nasally rural voice.
Well, yeah, and he also goes, man, I know, baby. Like, he has this tone that he does. He's like, so I was getting the Janice was that, I can't explain it, but it's very specific. All right, I got to land this plane. It's so great how Romanians got all that fame. I don't know what that means. I really like how flat earthers think for themselves. I like that. I really like how flat earthers think for themselves. See, that's valuable. Some of these were just being funny, but like, you know, I really like how flat earthers think for themselves. They're the type of people that want to prove things to themselves, and I respect that. Globe earthers, I really like how they just believe what any asshole in a white lab coat tells them. Sorry, I did it again. Globe earthers, they probably did really good at the college they went to. Insulin sure is great for the fatties. Thanks, Moon Jazz Bear. All right, I'm going to land the plane with Space Oddity. That Hillary Clinton sure gets it when it comes to standing by her husband. Kung Fu Bear is crushing. People are going to get jealous of Kung Fu Bear. Gammas are going to spiral. But no, not here. I think we beat the Gammas. I really do. I haven't had to ban anyone in a while. My timeouts have just been for basic spiraling. Like, just people being like, just talk about something else, Big Bear. I just can't handle it. Which is way better than a gamma. The gammas are like gone. I think they're all dead. Amy, do you think they're all dead? Teva Pharmaceuticals really thought things through with BDS laws. So true. Teva Pharmaceuticals thinks ahead. They really thought things through with these BDS laws. Right as everyone was learning about all these companies out of Israel, they were ahead of it. Okay. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. And it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. That's a little hard in my voice. Let me, Kyneton Barrett, did you release the lemons? Kyneton breathing focus work? Kyneton is up all night. He's riddled with guilt and shame. I'm just kidding. Kyneton Barrett, Amy said that you're up too late. You need to go to bed. Kyneton Barrett, why are you up? Coddington Bear. That Coddington Bear sure does love to not sleep.
He doesn't need much to go on.
That kind of bear sure does like to run on fumes. Well, that Coddington Bear, he knows his way around the methamphetamines. That's a joke, by the way. Coddington Bear doesn't do methamphetamines. NASA has invented a lot of interesting uses for helium. Perfect. You guys have fun tonight? I just need Kyneton Bear to respond to the accusations. Getting caught up on work. Good boy, Kyneton Bear. Good man. He's the wind beneath my wings. That Kyneton is really good at not sleeping. It's like, that bike thief is really good at theft. All right, guys, unauthorized.tv. And I'm not going to cover Spielberg tomorrow. I covered it tonight. Papa J Bear cut it up, make the clips. I'm not Owen Benjamin V3, I believe. Owen Benjamin Gravy. Anybody wants to start a clip channel, go for it. Cut these up. The positivity clip is gold. People are really into positivity vibes. The Spielberg thing doesn't even matter. Honestly, it's like, we've covered it. I was a year ahead of schedule, which is what I do. We all know there's tons of darkness in the world. And what now? We build. We're trying to be positive people. Man, that Steven Spielberg sure knows his way around a kidnapping. No, that gets very dark. That's normalization in a weird way. That Steven Spielberg, his movies, I liked him as a kid. But now that I'm an adult, I'll take a hard pass on the pedophilia. Tonight was full of highs, water, and Montgomery's. Nice. It's been a blast. It has been. I'm not Owen Benjamin V3 on YouTube. Like, sub, and share. Thank you, Andrew. The Jewish family is really good at making painkillers. That Jewish family is really good at elixirs to get rid of pain and your life. Guys, I'm such a New Yorker. I know I'm like very comfortable with rural living. I'm not from the city. I'm from like a small town, but like I'm aggressive. It's like I start doing the nice thing, the tact, and within like 10 minutes, I'm just like, that Steven Spielberg really is good at child rape. Man, I hope he fits in hell. Gonna do pineal gland gravy tomorrow? Yes, I am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, oh yeah, send war supplies to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. You have the lemons, be sweet, not tart, thank you. And if you, by the way, if you're like, I'm fine with money, by the way. I always tell, you know, it is crowd sponsored, but never ever feel pressured to financially support me. When I say it's a fine line. I have to tell everybody, because it is true, that this is 100% listener-supported, no ads, and that's why I can talk about the things I talk about. That being said, don't feel personally responsible. Like, don't be like, man, you know, it's a tough month, but I got to get the bear some honey. No, I'm fine. If you have extra, great. If not, literally, we're doing really fine. So that's why it's like an interesting combination where I have to every stream tell people P.O. Box, Unbearables merchandise, unauthorized. Yes, yes, yes. But like literally, if there's any stress in your life whatsoever financially, keep it. And I mean that. That's not manipulation. It's like, it really is just that. So just trust me. Because I know sometimes people can feel real good and be like, you know, support what you like or it goes away, which is true. But that's for, there's plenty of people that are fine that can support this stuff. If anybody's like really, you know, up against a wall and like 20 bucks or 50 bucks or something is like, it hurts, keep it, dude. And if you don't, I'll be mad at you. Literally. The community is the most valuable thing. And any guilt or shame or anything, that's cancer. Trust me. Like the amount of people that could just be here riffing. I mean, the subscription, do that. It's $3 and it keeps out the gammas. But like the riffing and stuff, that's the currency. That's like what's so like beautiful and valuable. Goat milk business is booming. No. Something really funny actually happened. I was bringing the goat milk in the beginning of the day and it like the little thing that I hold broke and I cried over spilled milk. I didn't cry, but I broke my thing and I lost all my milk. All right, we'll just close with Gunner's Dream. Floating down through the clouds. No gammas lately? Yeah, it's called subscriptions. It's not a scam. Don't listen to gammas. Gammas kept calling me a scammer, because they were trying to get me in a position where I wouldn't do subscription only so they could talk shit to me all day long. Subscriptions kill gammas because they're incapable of paying for anything. They just come to be dicks. Because when a gamma pays for anything, it reveals that they're supporting it, which they don't ever want to show anyone because they're horrible. So that's why it's all gone. Like it's, and they wanted me in a position where it was like, no, just take it. I'll never make anyone pay anything because they're like, you're a scumbag. No. That's the beauty of not caring about social shame when it's false. I'm like, no more gammas. And then go to other streams and every chat is like, I hate you. I hate my dad. Floating down through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now. But in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Ma. After this service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream, a place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks. In the corner of some foreign field, a gunner. Yeah, Gunner. I mean, Gunner's a good name. I could name him after Gunner's Dream. I could sing him Gunner's Dream when he's a little kid and be like, Dada, people kill children? I'm like, ah, I got it. So, I need the Kung Fu gravy. Kung Fu said, did you see the video about Nick's Purge? No, and I'm not going to, so tell me what it's about, please. And then I'm going to go. God bless you as well, Andrew. Kung Fu, please give me the gravy. I don't even know what Nick you're talking about. I just love gravy. Give it to me. Feed the bear. Gunner's a good name. BB, you made me my night. Thank you so much. Anytime. Max is great. 12-year-old American Bulldog. I'm just waiting for the gravy. Waiting on the gravy. Montgomery Gunner Smith. I like Nick Poogie. Who is Nick Poogie? I might not need the gravy. I don't know who Poogie is. But just let me dab a biscuit in it. The guy from 911 on the day the buildings fell due to fire. No, what happened? I know that video, though. Is there a recent? The church bells rang with the burning. Yeah, Montgomery. So he appeared later in 2013 at the LAX runway shooting. Yeah, they used the same people over and over again. Don't tell him about Gunner's Dream until he's older. Obviously. All right, guys. Good night. I will talk about the pineal gland tomorrow. Probably 11. Or, I don't know. 10:30. I have no idea. 10:30 or 11. My time. Pacific Standard Time. If you're in another time zone, you'll be dead anyway by tomorrow. There's no tact in what I just said. You know, I'm excited to grow my beard back. I'm starting to feel like shaving my face. I didn't shave, but I trimmed. I look like a goddamn woman. All right, unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow, guy.